Welcome to the Friday, July the 25th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our very first episode of the 25-26 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Well, I'm excited to connect with all of you, especially our new team members who are joining us this year. This weekly podcast drops every single Friday afternoon, and it's your go-to source for what's happening in the district. Just give me about 10 minutes each week, and we'll keep you informed, connected, and most importantly, you'll hear about the great things happening in our schools. And don't forget to answer the trivia question. Each week, your team could win a Jeans Day, so it's definitely worth paying attention and responding with the button that you have on your email with this podcast. All right, let's jump in and catch up on what's been happening over summer break. First up, we opened our new centralized enrollment center. It's located at the ESEC or the Fire Headquarter Building. And let me tell you, the team is working incredibly hard. It's all hands on deck right now as we get ready to enroll all of our students and welcome them back next Wednesday for our opening of the 25-26 school year. Dr. Suggs and our human resources team have kept very busy this hiring season. Just this morning, we held our annual new teacher breakfast at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center. We welcomed our new teachers, some fresh out of college and others bringing years of experience from other districts. After we had our breakfast, they took the tour to visit all of our neighborhoods around MSD of Wayne Township. Such a special event every year. You can feel the energy and excitement of new beginnings in the room. This year felt extra meaningful for me as I reflect on 20 years in the MSD of Wayne Township and my own new chapter that's ahead. As many of you know, on June 26th, I announced that I'll be retiring from my role as superintendent on January the 4th, 2026. Beginning January 5th of 2026, I'll be the next executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents, a role that I'm looking forward to, but certainly bittersweet as I think about my departure from the MSD of Wayne Township. But I still have about 5 months left, so we're not done yet. We have lots of work to do. And the next big question on everyone's mind is, who's going to be that next superintendent? So I am thrilled to actually have a very special guest with us today, our school board president, Mr. Brandon Bowman. Welcome, Mr. Bowman.
Good morning, Dr. Butts. It's great to be here with you this morning.
Before we get into talking about the next superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. You're a Ben Davis alumnus. You are you married another Ben Davis alumnus. You have alumni children. You still have a student in Wayne Township Schools, a lifelong resident. So just tell us a little bit more about yourself. Why'd you run for the board? Why are you so passionate about serving this community?
Yeah, you said a lot there. My wife Tiffany and I both graduated from Ben Davis High School in 2002. Our daughter Brooklyn just graduated in 2023. I've got a son, Branson, who will be jumping into 7th grade this year at the Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center.
So hard to believe that he's already a 7th grader.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Wow.
Time is a thief. This is my 11th year serving on the school board. I got to be honest, Dr. Butts, when I ran for a position on the school board, I had no idea what I was getting into. I'm so thankful that the community supported me and has continued to support me in that role through a couple of terms. It's important for me to serve on the board just to stay actively involved with our schools and our community. As Tiffany and I started growing our own family early in our marriage, it was important to us to stay on the west side, stay involved in Wayne Township schools, and be active leaders in the community. I don't want to go down the whole list, but we're involved as volunteers and advocates with several groups and organizations in the community. It's a passion of ours to serve children and families. And, back in 2014, although I didn't know exactly what the role entailed, I knew I wanted to be involved with our schools in some capacity.
Now, this morning, there was a very special new teacher that you had a chance to welcome. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, my wife Tiffany has much younger siblings. So my sister-in-law Aubrey Fain is a recent graduate of Marion University, and she'll be a new third grade teacher at Roby Elementary starting this year.
Good thing that all of the Bowmans are out of Roby now that we have a teacher over in that building.
No kidding.
Now Brooklyn is also studying in education at Marion University, and she is she gonna be a junior this year?
She's a junior.
Wow. And doing some cheerleading?
Yep, she's on the competitive cheerleading team, travels around the country, and stays involved with her passion for athletics as she pursues her degree in physical education and in health and fitness.
Well, we look forward – well, I'll say somebody should look forward to having her back here at the MSD of Wayne Township here in the future as she graduates from Marion University and is looking for that first teaching job. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. This you mentioned you've been on the school board 11 years. You've been actually – this is your second term as president while on the school board.
It is. You know, there's no official rotation. Each January, the board has an opportunity to come together in an organization meeting and nominate – members of the 7-member board to serve as officers. We have a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a legislative liaison. Seems like a handful of years ago, I was very fortunate to start out as secretary, then serve as vice president, and then served as president for 2 years before taking a hiatus as an officer on the board. Now I'm involved again, very honored to serve as board president.
And you also, I mean, we obviously not why we're here to necessarily talk about today, but you have not only been involved in our community, but you've been involved statewide. You're involved with the Indiana School Board Association also serving as a representative on some of their committees. You want to talk a little bit about what you're doing with the State School Board Association?
Yeah, with the Indiana School Boards Association this year, I'm very fortunate to have been asked to serve on the Legislative Action Committee. We've actually got our first meeting for the year coming up on Friday, August 1st, so I'm excited to see what the Indiana School Boards Association has as an agenda or a platform for us to consider as we communicate with state legislators and advocate for public education.
Yeah. Well, one of the largest responsibilities of a school board is to hire their superintendent. And you mentioned you've been on the school board 11 years. I've been a superintendent here in 15, for 15 years. And Mike Nance is the only school board member left that hired me, currently serving on the board. So this is the first opportunity that most of us, 6 of our board members, have had to actually hire the superintendent here in the MSD of Wayne Township. What does this transition mean for the district?
Dr. Butts, I'm not sure I can put that into words. For the history of Wayne Township, please correct me if I'm wrong. I believe you are only our 5th
number 5. That's right.
So in the history of our school corporation, we've only gone through this process 5 times.
And it's been 30 years, just for our listening audience, 30 years since we've actually done a search. That was back when Dr. Thompson was hired. The board did not actually do an official open search when I was hired. It was an interview internally to determine whether or not they had an internal candidate that was somebody that they wanted to pick. So 30 years since we've actually done the search. But
absolutely. So for your 20 years of service here in Wayne Township, coming up on 15 as superintendent, you've made this boardmanship really easy for anyone who's had the opportunity to serve on the school board, and we can't thank you enough for that. You represent our schools and our state so well. You're certainly leaving behind a large pair of shoes for someone to come in and fill. So for the last 15 years, the district has really been guided by your vision and your leadership, certainly as you work collaboratively with the community partners, community leaders, and active families and parents throughout the school corporation and the community. So trying to quantify what an impact this has on the district is rather difficult.
Well, and I appreciate that. One of the things that we talk often about, any organization should be larger than one person. And We have such amazing people that work in this district. We have great leadership in the school board. The superintendent's cabinet has amazing leaders. We have leaders throughout the district. We continue to build that capacity with some of the work we have going on right now with Lilly, with the National Institute for School and System Leadership. And so really in a great spot, I think, for any new superintendent to come in. And to just be able to learn a little bit more about the district, to learn a little bit more about the people in our district and the things that are going on, certainly about our great community that support our schools. The process can look very different depending on who's running the search, what kind of community it is, and what the desires are of the school board. What does our search process look like? What can our community expect to see as we go through the search for our next superintendent?
Well, the search process has already started. The board is conducting a search. We're not engaged with a search firm or a third party affiliate to help us navigate that. We opened the application window on July 15th, and we'll be accepting applications for a period of 1 month. After the application window closes, the board will reconvene to review applicants. We'll certainly go through kind of a first cut list and select candidates that we would like to interview. And then there'll be a process of interviews. It certainly won't be a single interview for any candidate. Mm-hmm. There will be a second stage and a third stage set of tiered interviews to help us find the right candidate for the opportunity. As far as what the community can expect, we're a pretty accessible board. Mm-hmm. We certainly encourage participation. With the help of our communications director, Ms. Templeman, we've been able to get a great community-based survey out.
Yeah, almost 600 responses already, and it just came out on Sunday night. So amazing response from our community and our staff. Just a reminder for all of our staff members, make sure to check the link in the email that you received with this podcast, because there is also a link there again. If you've not had a chance to fill out the survey, we want to hear your input. The board needs your input as they think about and put together the profile of our next superintendent. So make sure that you click on that link. And it's really simple, about 5 to 7 minutes to complete that. But a great way to get your input in on who you want or what you want from our next superintendent. Thinking of that, Mr. Bowman, when do you anticipate naming our next superintendent?
Well, I think if all goes well, we will be through the interview process by late September.
Okay.
I think the board will probably be ready to enter contract discussions and present an offer to a candidate by mid-October. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to name the next superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township at our November board meeting.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Certainly give some transition time. We know that we're going to have, we expect to have applicants from potentially inside the school district. We know we have many capable people who might be interested. And also externally around the state and maybe even around the nation. We know that the posting has gone viral as it's been picked up not only by our state associations, but also through various social media outlets and is worldwide right now. So it'll be very exciting to see who our candidates are. And hopefully you'll have a very hard decision because you have so many great candidates.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to a very competitive field. We do not anticipate this being an easy process to navigate for the board. We're working with the district HR staff mm-hmm. to put together a very formalized and consistent interview process. We'll do a thorough job vetting references. And if anyone's had an opportunity to take a look at the application process, it is extensive.
So you mentioned a couple of things. You talked about the communications office. You talked about HR. People are probably wondering, why didn't we go out and hire some firm to do this search? Well, I think you've answered that. We have very capable people here in the school district that are helping the school board to navigate this process, and you want to be fiscally conservative with the staff that are here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Felt like we could handle this process without having to hire a firm to come in and do some of those tasks. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There are some great associations out there that are ready to assist school boards with this process.
Yeah.
The board had several lengthy conversations about how we were going to approach this, and ultimately decided that with the resources we have in the district, with the capable board that we have, it just didn't make sense to spend money engaging a search firm.
Lots of things happening right now in public schools, especially in Indiana, traditional public schools. What are some of the biggest challenges you expect that the new superintendent is going to have to tackle?
You know, that could be a pretty long list pretty quickly. You know, I think in short order, the new superintendent is really going to need to be up to speed with Senate Enrolled Act 1 and the possible fiscal changes that are coming to specifically the MSD of Wayne Township and public education across the state. And then I think there's still some uncertainty with the new graduation pathways and what the new high school curriculum model might look like.
Yeah. We know that also a lot of work going on currently with the phase two of the Eli Lilly grant, and we have both NISL and TEL and the designing systems at work that are already in place for the next 5 years. Phase three will be submitted on August the 25th, and we know that there's lots of work there also that the new superintendent can expect to be engaged in with the staff throughout the district, kind of actually a wonderful opportunity for the new superintendent to already have a roadmap that's been put into place by the work of many hands putting that application together for Eli Lilly and the generosity of the Eli Lilly Endowment to provide that to the Marion County Traditional Public Schools. How can community members stay up to date? Where can they go to find more information about the search process, to know about checkpoints on what's happening? Is there a location that you would direct them to?
You know, I think our district has a great communications network. I can't say specifically what information will be shared via Parent Square on social media. You have to understand that qualified applicants probably are going to be really concerned about confidentiality.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It's not likely that we're going to release a list of names. You know, this isn't a very public recruiting process. It's not like we're hitting the transfer portal or you know, trying to negotiate a major sports contract that would be very publicly visible. So I hope the community trusts the board and the process, and trust that we're going to rely heavily on their feedback that's provided through the survey opportunity, and we'll do our best job to vet candidates and get through the process as efficiently as possible. And we'll be really excited to share with the community our recommendation for the next superintendent.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to have our board president of the MSD of Wayne Township, Mr. Brandon Bowman, Ben Davis alumnus, class of 2002, and currently our school board president. Mr. Bowman, thank you so much, not only for being here this morning, but also for all of the hard work that we know is coming up to select our next superintendent, number six.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's been great.
Thank you. Make sure to check out the MSD of Wayne Township's website for continued updates when they are possible. As Mr. Bowman mentioned, this is a confidential process that ensures that we get the very best candidates so that they know that they can interview here and have the opportunity also to put their best foot forward as the school board is considering number six superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township since we began in 1962. Well, I know the superintendent search isn't the only thing on your minds. We have an impressive list of construction projects that hopefully are wrapping up. We know many are in process, but I've asked our assistant superintendent for finance and operations, Dr. Steve Samuel, to join us also this morning. A little extended podcast this morning as hopefully our teachers are getting their classrooms ready and being able to listen while that's going on here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Welcome, Dr. Samuel.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. Excited to be here and talk a little bit about all the work that's going on.
You know, as I've been driving around the district this week, I've noticed lots of construction crews doing internal and external works. What are some of the highlights you can give us about the projects that are ongoing and maybe get done before students arrive?
Yeah, there's a host of projects going on, as you indicated, and we've got exciting things happening outside of our schools, like new playgrounds at Bridgeport Elementary and Maplewood Elementary. We do believe those are going to extend just a few days into the school year, but are so excited for the new facilities.
They're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. New equipment, enhanced equipment. It's just, yeah, they look great.
accessible equipment for all students.
Yep.
Lots of pieces that are important.
Pour and play surface, no more mulch, and that's going to be a great thing for our custodial team and actually for everybody.
Absolutely. And with both of those sites, we also have some site work going on within the parking lots and sidewalks. You know, those type of construction pieces do decay over time. And when they do that, they become safety issues.
Yeah.
And so we have a responsibility to take care of those. So there's some very specific work going on outside at those locations as well. And of course, you know, we have some things that happen behind the scenes. We have new boilers going in at Ben Davis High School. And it's not glamorous, but we have some roofing projects going on at Garden City Elementary and at Ben Davis University High School with a large project to redo the whole roof at Lyndhurst, ready to begin here any day now when the project at BDU completes.
So you mentioned Garden City. We know the roofing project wasn't quite secured when we had one of our major rainstorms this summer, which caused a little bit extra work. You want to talk about that for the Garden City staff?
Yeah, unfortunately, as you indicated, we had some emergency roofing work going on and some straight line winds that came through, some water that did infiltrate the building. Very fortunate that partners like Michalis, who are professionals in the remediation business, that were able to be on site in short order, secure the building, put drying implements in place, and then assess the safety of the building from an air quality perspective. Unfortunately, we did have to remove some drywall as a result of those storms and that water infiltration, though.
Some drywall, meaning 40 classrooms of drywall.
Lots of drywall. Lots of drywall.
Well, we've had some great teams. You mentioned Michalis. Reminds me that our great partners at Wind Supply, who have been absolutely phenomenal with supporting our students. The Michalis was a premier sponsor, one of their key sponsors of their golf outing last year, and hopefully will be again this year. But just great community partners that are helping us out. Talk a little bit about the work going on over Ben Davis High School. We know that the main entrance is almost done. Saw some finishing touches going on that. The 1964 original Ben Davis sign has been exposed. At least the discolored brick where that sign used to be has been exposed. A little bit of history there. Lots of great things happening at Ben Davis. You want to talk about that project?
Very excited to open up phase one of that renovation project. As many in the community know, that is a kind of a multifaceted need. It was expanding that cafeteria, which is now an even more beautiful space that encompasses what used to be the commons area into the lunchroom and the media center now into the lunchroom.
Which takes our lunches from five different lunches now down to three, which means students will no longer have a split class where they go to class for half of their class, go to lunch, and then come back for the second half of their class. Definitely was not a good situation.
Lots of advantages. I know the master scheduler over there, Mr. Lyle, is very excited. There's some nuances with that really open things up as well.
And the media center moved upstairs. Beautiful project there. We have a new safe entrance, and so are able to increase the safety that and also the customer service, the great welcoming area there in the new entrance of Ben Davis High School.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. That safe entry in the main entrance there is that flagship right there in the heart of our district is a huge piece of that project, too.
On the other end of our learning spectrum, we open up or getting ready to open up as soon as we are certified and get through our state inspection, eight new classrooms over Wayne Township Preschool.
The new classrooms at Wayne Township Preschool, it always amazes me when we do additions to buildings how seamlessly it appears within the building and outside of the building. And that project is no different. You know, if you walked through those hallways, you would really have a hard time figuring out where the old part ends and the new part begins. And the construction teams have done a fantastic job. Those classrooms have actually been filled with materials ready to go for a few months. And I think our licensing meeting with the state for preschool is occurring this week. And then everything's officially open and ready for kids.
Well, as our listeners will see on Monday at opening day, one of the segments we filmed with Mr. Nibbs and Mrs. Templeman was in the preschool, one of the new classrooms in the preschool. And you are exactly right. We barely could tell where, if we didn't know previously where the doors were, it'd be very hard to tell where that new section began. Great work there. What advice can you give? We know probably, as teachers are listening to this, they're already in their classrooms. They're already getting them ready. We've seen them around the district. The buzz is about as we get ready to welcome our students back next Wednesday. What advice can you give to our teachers and our administrators as these projects are wrapping up and they're already in the buildings?
You know, I would say the advice that I would give is they are the professionals. We value their feedback, and we have great partners, as we mentioned, you know, our Powers and Sons team, Meyer Najim teams. But with the short breaks that we have now, even though we planned for years in advance for these projects, we do encounter things that are out of our control that unfortunately impact the learning environment. And so the ultimate goal of all the projects is to create a better and safer learning environment. And we really appreciate our educators' patience and understanding of that mission of our operations department, and knowing that unfortunately sometimes there are short stints where that maybe presents a little bit of a challenge in addition to the normal day-to-day challenges. But overall, couldn't be more excited for the new spaces and the new opportunities that our kids are going to have.
And before we move off of and wrap up this segment, but before we move off of the projects, the transportation center, brand new transportation center located in the heart of our school district, just behind ESEC, our education service center, and was over there earlier this week. I saw a couple of new buses that we just received.
We were very fortunate. Long process. I believe it's the 2023 EPA Clean Bus Grant, but we were awarded money for two electric buses. We have delivery of one, and the other one is incoming. But very excited to test out that technology and obviously do that in a fiscally responsible way with those costs being covered through a grant. We opted to get two different types of electric buses so we can test that technology at a really high level, see which routes it works well on, maybe which routes it is a challenge on, and which company maybe is producing a bus that's going to give Wayne Township the best possible outcomes.
Yeah, and energy management is so important as we look at our long-term strategies. We know that the solar canopies at transportation are going to net meter four more buildings that will be net metered because of solar canopies, as well as the charging of those electric buses. We are now over $4 million in savings from our energy management projects, $1.2 million in the last 12 months. So that just continues to increase and be able to push those dollars to the classroom instead of going to our utility company.
Huge, huge investment in those four buildings, as you indicated, really going to push up that overall number and that trailing 12-month number, which, you know, as we think about tight budgets, all of those dollars are critical that we can push those back into the classroom rather than power and light bulbs.
Yeah. So how do you identify that electric bus? Well, you can see the green, blue, at least the one we currently have, the green bluebird. Well, it's a bluebird bus, but it's a green bird with a little plug coming off of it towards the back of the bus. And then EV400, that's the numbering system that the state requires. EV and the 400 designates what the bus is here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Dr. Samuel, thank you for joining us and giving us an update.
Thank you.
Well, again, if you haven't already, please make sure to take the superintendent search survey. Your input is critical in this process for our school board to be able to select superintendent number 6 in the MSD of Wayne Township. You can find that link in the news section on our website. Opening day is almost here. We will be at Ben Davis High School on Monday, July the 28th. Make sure to get there early. It starts at 8 o'clock, but if you arrive even quarter till late, you're not going to find a seat. Make sure you get there early. Go through doors 2 and 3. Those are located on the south side of Ben Davis High School because of the construction happening in the front of the building. We'll have several partners set up and ready to share resources with you prior to that event. And don't forget, wear your favorite purple shirt and attire, and make sure also to dress professionally. Our first day of school, if you didn't already know, is next Wednesday, July the 30th. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our new mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.